I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, May 15, people across Lebanon will vote in parliamentary elections. Can this election bring positive change to the government? David is with Cry Out Now.
I overheard someone today in the supermarket basically declaring their hope that they just hope that everybody in the political class would just die because all they do is steal from us. And that's not an unusual comment. People do air their views. The most common one is that there is no hope for anything to change.
Lebanese people have watched the ruling political class steal from them for decades. But to remove them from power, the religious factions need to come together, ask God to change the hearts of Lebanon's corrupt ruling class, and pray Lebanon's church would display the love of Jesus and the unity of his people. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. It's a phrase used to describe moving from one bad situation to another. Broadly speaking, it applies to thousands of Afghan refugees being resettled in the United States. Housing is in short supply. Living costs get higher each day. Political opinions vary widely on refugee settlement, but Christ tells all of his followers to put his love on display.
Hebrews 13:2, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
Tom Doyle co-founded Uncharted Ministries, a group equipping Western believers to reach Muslims for Christ. Doyle says, just be a good Samaritan. You'll be amazed at how they open up. Find a list of Uncharted resources at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.